This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Don't bother answering that. We're playing it for you because there's something wrong with that sound. And the story that we're about to present is about flaws like that in old recording technology and how a clever new computer software program mends the errors of speed. That ringing telephone was a sound effect for a movie. It was recorded for film use years ago, and over the years, it developed a case of acoustic jitters. Now, run that sound through a complicated virtual reconstruction of the old machine it was recorded on, and presto. Another example. And the fix. What some digital age smart guys have done is this. They've harnessed a silent signal that's on most magnetic recordings, and they've put that to work as a kind of clock. Then they could tell their computer to tap its toe at that pace, and as the flawed warbling tape or film was played back, it would obey that bias clock, as it's called, and presto, no tiny speed flaws. For example, this...
Shine away your blue wings. Shine, start with your shoesies.
Becomes this...
Shine away your blue wings. Shine, start with your shoesies.
My guest is Jamie Howarth. And Mr. Howarth, what is it you do exactly?
What we've developed is a system that can remove speed variations that were caused by the motors and pulleys and spindles and film and tape.
And how common are such problems in film and tape?
To some degree, they're present in all analog tape and all analog film.
So that's a problem one would find with analog recordings that figured in most of my career in radio, which was if you record it on tape, the tape can stretch, weather can get to the tape. What other sorts of problems are you finding here?
Well, we also found that very, very fast instances of what's called wow and flutter manifest themselves as distortion. If the speed variation is quick enough, the perception doesn't present itself as a gargle or as a warble. If it's quick enough, it actually turns into a graininess and a harshness that's omnipresent, particularly in film recordings where there was a perforation along the edge of the film that created a very, very fast 96 times a second flutter that was heretofore impossible to remove.
Now, you've sent us some examples of sound that had wow and flutter in it. What do you think is the best illustration of that?
Well, I think the Vivaldi piece there, the NBC Symphony Orchestra piece, is very good.
Is this a disc or a reel-to-reel that we
No, this was a reel-to-reel. This was an air check from 1955.
Boy, hearing that, I can almost see the plastic reels on the tape recorder not quite turning true as they were recording on that day.
We've offered a steak dinner to anybody who can listen to the entire piece.
And the result, after you make the playback machine operate at the true speed, you're telling me, of the flawed recording machine, you can make the NBC Symphony sound like this. Well, you've done as much for the NBC Symphony as Toscanini did right there.
That's correct.
It's not just a simple question of one speed being different. I mean, there are lags and all sorts of artifacts you're trying
to
do.
There are a variety of things overlaid on top of each other. You'll see a spindle that's operating at 400 bumps a second and then something else that's happening at every half a second. It's a myriad, and it really is a miniature golf course of strange effects that the tape has to find its way through in order to be able to make the recording. Those all superimpose.
Now, you worked on, and I gather this is a part of your important work, on the sound of the movie version of South Pacific, and I gather what you were working with was a lot of wow here. Let's hear it. That's a perfect example of the orchestra sounding very, very imperfect right there. What is the problem there? What's wrong with that recording of South Pacific?
Well, the chemistry of film is such that the older films that were made with acetate break down into vinegar, acetic acid, if you will, and they stretch and warp. The warpage creates tremendous amount of strain, and the film will actually stop dead occasionally and slow down or fight the machine.
So once again, digitally, you have to go in and figure out what the orchestra meant at that moment.
Essentially, yes. What we try to do is we try to track what the machine actually did.
And let's hear the result.
There's still a dropout where the film actually comes off the head, so you hear a little bit of a volume differential.
To date, what is your proudest achievement in terms of restoring a recording?
One of the proudest achievements is Leonard Bernstein conducting a great orchestra in L.A. in the early 50s on the Waterfront.
Let's hear what it sounded like before it got the treatment.
What we found in that was that the machine was doing a very, very slow kind of motion throughout. And it felt oceanic and unsteady. It's just queasy.
And the prescription is?
Prescription is to track it as closely as possible and to do a high-fidelity restoration of the pitch control, which we hope to have accomplished with this. I think we did fairly well.
And let's hear that. But to use your imagery, it sounds a lot more anchored right now than it did
Thank
before.
You, man. That's the point.
You find this satisfying work to bring these old analog recordings closer to what the people in the studio actually heard when they were first recording it?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I love this. I really do. It raises the hair on the back of my neck when we play back something that was previously unlistenable and we can help that. That's really gratifying, and we're proud of it.
Well, Jamie Howard, thank you very much for talking with us and for bringing us examples of what you do.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Howarth is the president of Plangent Processes. Our program is directed by Jonathan Baer, edited by Quinn O'Toole, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Daniel Shukin. The staff today includes Franklin Cater, Jonathan Blakely, Julia Buckley, Raul Moreno, Jeremy Hobson, Melissa Gray, and Elizabeth Tannen. Audio engineers include Bill Deputy, Marty Curcius, Carlos Gomez, Rob Byers, and Kurt Stalnacker. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editor for NPR News is Barbara Rehm. I'm Robert Siegel, and you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.